just leave your darling out of it. Here's Mama Chick. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Mama Chick.
Hello, I'm Steve Lebunsky, your host for Monitor 67, with the best sound around for easy listening this weekend and every weekend. In this half hour, we'll be hearing from Peter Nero, Connie Francis, Vic Damone, and that pioneer of early radio days, John J. Anthony, whose Court of Human Relations was a must for listeners a generation ago. To start things off, here's Claudine Longer, in private life, Mrs. Andy Williams, with her latest Allô, Allô. Radio fans in the 21-plus age bracket will remember a gentleman named John J. Anthony who gave people on-the-air advice about their domestic, financial, and legal problems. Mr. Anthony, as everyone called him, is still in business, still on the air, and still giving people advice. Furthermore, he's recently appeared in a movie called Divorce American Style with Debbie Reynolds and Dick Van Dyke. Reporter and old friend Jack Eigen talked with Mr. Anthony about his long career.
John J. Anthony, what a... happened to some of the people to whom you gave advice? Have you heard from any of these people? Have you changed their lives in any way?
Well, I should like to think that I have, Jack. I hear from many of them. As a matter of fact, I hear from them rather regularly. They keep in touch with me and let me know how they're getting on. And it's a very rewarding experience to know that these people do keep in touch with me. This is my 38th year in radio. And it's interesting to note that I now have the second generation coming to me for counsel. Very often I will get a client and she'll say, my mother came to see you, and then tell me all about her mother. So it's a rewarding thing.
What do you find, John J. Anthony, what do you find different in radio today as opposed to early days of radio?
Well, let me start with the early days first. I think that radio produced the finest actors that America ever had. And there was a reason for that. Because through voice, through the inflection of voice, through the medium of their voice, they had to create in the mind of the listener a picture. The listener would have to conjure in his mind a particular scene. Then came, and this required art, this required a finesse that the television actor who never had radio experience doesn't possess. And this is not to take away from the good television actor. This is not what I'm saying. But the... let me tell you what I mean by that. The other day I was interviewed for a show for the Armed Services Radio Network in Europe. The man doing the interview came up with a tape of a show that I did 25 years ago. And then he came up with a tape that Henry Morgan did a parody of me some 20 years ago. And as I listened to the Morgan parody, first of all, it was hysterically funny. I screamed with laughter.
Morgan, funny? What's it been a
it
first?
Jack, it was the funniest thing I ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you're listening, Henry, I'm only kidding.
The amazing part of it was this, that it's a bit between Morgan and the late lamented Al Kelly. And remember that I was brought up in radio. And as I listen to this, I see two people sitting opposite each other at a table discussing a problem. Now, of course, that never happened. Here were two men standing up in front of a microphone reading from a script. But this is precisely what I'm talking about. The mood that they created by inflection of voice and by language has never been equaled in any part of show business.
It's very interesting. If you wondered whatever happened to John J. Anthony, he's around. Just finished a motion picture, and he conducts his own talk show in California on a local station on Saturday and Sunday evening. And this is Jack Eigen, NBC Chicago, Full Monitor.
A radio pioneer who's still in front of the microphone, John J. Anthony. Now, the Brothers Four, probably known to their friends as the Four Brothers, with a modern version of an American folk song, Shenandoah. To monitor at 17 and a half minutes after the hour. And if you're listening in your car, please drive safely. Don't become a statistic. More coming up, so stay tuned. You're on the Monitor Beacon. This is Steve Lubunsky sitting in for Henry Morgan on Monitor 67. Here's Vic Damone with a song about a city where a lot of very good friends are gathering today on the south side of Chicago. Thank you.
see girls out working. Pompey socks ablaze. These were a part of the good old days when I used to swing on the south side of Chicago. Was its beating heart the place where action first got its start? Back when jazz was king on the south side of Chicago. I still can hear those silver trumpets blowing.
Monitors Ring Around the World, a weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this country and abroad. Brought to you by RCA Victor, featuring smart new buys for the swinging season. In one moment, Irving R. Levine, NBC News Rome, with a report on Pope Paul's encyclical message. The swinging season is here, and so is the first portable color TV from RCA Victor. New radios, too. Table models, clocks, and portables, perfect for gift-giving. See the new solid-state swing-line portable stereo. Speakers swing out, turntables swings down. Or make your own swinging sounds on a new RCA Victor tape recorder.
You have a happy swinging season with a smart device. RCA Victor.
Enjoy the swinging season. See your RCA Victor dealer now. Now, Irving R. Levine, NBC News, Rome.
Pope Paul's encyclical drew approval from some very surprising quarters. It is not surprising that the Secretary General of the United Nations, U Thant, expressed his wholehearted support of the papal letter, which declared that the world is sick and called for a war against poverty. It was surprising, though, that Italy's Communist Party cheered the document. The Pope's document had implied criticism of the capitalistic system for not equitably distributing wealth and for failing to eliminate poverty. The Communists were delighted with the Pope's characterization of unlimited capitalism as a woeful system, and even more pleased with other things the Pope said. He deplored the rich growing ever richer and the poor remaining poor. He said there is no unconditional right of private property, and superfluous wealth should be given away to the poor. The Pope added that expropriation of big estates is justified when the estates are not being used for productive purposes. The Pope even conceded that under some circumstances, revolution is defensible. This all seemed to have a Marxist ring, all the more so because it comes from the traditionally conservative Vatican. Actually, the Pope said nothing that has not been said in enlightened circles in all capitalistic countries, and which in fact was said at the Ecumenical Council. The paragraph of the 12,000-word document that excited the most speculation deals with the world population explosion. The Pope acknowledged that accelerated population growth contributes to poverty. He said for the first time that governments act properly to provide information and take other measures. This is vague, but presumably the Pope was talking about the distribution of birth control information, and perhaps the creation of birth control clinics. But he seemed to be telling Catholics that they must continue to follow the present strict Catholic rules forbidding the use of chemical and mechanical means of birth control. Reading between the lines, some people think the Pope was hinting that these rules may be changed in the future, but no one could be sure by reading the papal document. Irving R. Levine, NBC News, Rome.
Ring Around the World, another of our weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this and other countries. Now, more monitor music. Connie Francis, Time Alone Will Tell. Sounds like a warning that income tax season is only 2 weeks away, doesn't it? Tuned to Monitor 67, your weekend companion for music, news, sports, and comedy, wherever you are, at home or in your car, anywhere in the USA. In southwestern Michigan, our friends hear us on WBCK, the voice of the cereal city in Battle Creek, Michigan. Now, let's take roll call on all our NBC stations across the country, then more Monitor.
Monitor, your weekend driving companion on the NBC radio network.
last year saw nearly 200,000 more Americans saved from cancer. They can mean hope for you. They are proof many cancers are curable. Guard those you love. Know cancer's warning signals and give generously to your American Cancer Society's New York City Division. Knowing and giving are a way of living.
Sticky emotional climate? Dr. Joyce Brothers gives relief weekdays at 9 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
Now, Monitor notes that city government is just as difficult in Japan as it is here. Earlier this week, during a heated debate, three Japanese assemblymen decided they needed pep pills. One offered a bottle of pills to the other two. Each took a couple and swallowed them. Result? All three promptly fell asleep. It turned out they had taken sleeping pills by mistake. But maybe it's just as well. Half an hour after you take a Japanese pep pill, you're tired again.
Mary had a little lamb. One and one make two. Candles on a birthday cake. Blow them out and your wish comes true. Does he love me? Does he not? Tell me, Daisy, do. Oh, to be a charming guest. Oaks from acorns grew. One and one made two. I believe. I remember when every day began with strawberry jam and laughter, and every story ended with happily ever after. I remember feeling that I'd be safe if I didn't step on a crack. The days when the sun was up ahead and the wind was at my back. Does he love me? Does he not? Tell me, Daisy, do you? Oh, to be a child.
I believed it all, the Pozo Seco singers. Now, another Latin treatment by a strictly non-Latin artist, Senor Lawrence Welk with Mashquenada.
Thank you.
here we go again with more Monitor on the day after April Fool's Day, 1967. But there's no fooling about the entertainment coming up, which includes a look at a new young heavyweight boxer who just might be a successful contender for Cassius Clay's currently secure title someday. First, let's hear some more Monitor music as the swinging gentry singers stand in front of the corner drugstore for some musical girl watching. Hey, good looking.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? Got a lot of cooking. Something up with me.
Monitor Sports for all you sports. Philadelphia's Joe Frazier, a one-time butcher, is the hottest young heavyweight to come down the pike since Cassius Clay. Frazier is undefeated as a professional, was the 1964 Olympic heavyweight champ, and the only American boxer to win a gold medal. While others rush in and demand fights with Clay, Frazier's handlers are grooming him slowly and carefully. A report from Thatcher Longstreth, a founder of the business syndicate backing Frazier, and Monitor's Alan Jay in Philadelphia.
Thatcher Longstreth is one of the founders of Cloverleigh Incorporated, which is backing Joe Frazier. I'd like to ask just when you think Joe Frazier will be able to take on Cassius Clay.
Well, although we think that Joe is right now the second best fighter in the world, we think that he's a long way from being as highly skilled and experienced as Cassius Clay, so we'd like him to have at least a year, year and a half more of seasoning before he gets into the ring with a champion.
What weaknesses, if any, does Joe still have?
Well, I'm not a boxing expert, but those who are tell me that he's still a trifle slow to get in with a big man as fast as Clay, and he still hasn't learned to headhunt quite as skillfully as we'd like. He's essentially a body puncher in the early stages of the fight who goes for the head later on, and his punches are not quite as accurate and sharp as we'd like to see. This, we think, will come with experience, and as will come his speed.
And speaking of experience, which men are being considered for future fights?
Well, the last the thing that our group decided upon, and we're, of course, subject to Yancey Durham, Joe's manager, who's the real expert in this subject, was a feeling that if he went abroad and took on fellows like Brian London and other of the English and European fighters, that this would give him a chance to become experienced, to draw some attractive gates, and to come back here in, say, 6 or 8 months ready for the final drive before he gets ready for the champion.
Now, Thatcher, about the profits that Cloverleigh has been able to realize, what can you tell us about that?
Well, there aren't actually any profits yet. We initially put up about $40,000, and this has gone essentially to pay Joe Frazier a living sum each week and to pay for the public relations and training expenses, et cetera, which have surrounded the early stages of his buildup. Now we've gotten to the point where Joe's becoming quite a popular drawing card, and we hope that when the next fight takes place that this will push us into the black. We're still in the red at the present time.
I know that Dan Buccioroni, the former boxer, is one of the members of Cloverleigh. Who else comprises the group?
Well, there are quite a number of Negro businessmen here in town who are tremendously interested in Joe because he is already one of the most popular and important members of the Negro community in Philadelphia. There's Bruce Baldwin, who is the president of Abbott's Dairies. There's myself. There are a number of attorneys, including Bruce Wright, who's done most of the legal work for Joe Frazier. And we are assured of one thing. Not only do we think Joe's going to become the champion of the world, but we know that his money is going to be well invested and well handled, and that the private enterprise system collectively applied to an outstanding young man of this kind is going to demonstrate that a man can come from a low economic bracket, become champion of the world, and live the rest of his life in comfortable circumstances.
And how did you get the name of Cloverleigh?
That was picked out of the relationship with dairies and clover and nice, clean, green fields.
Thanks, Thatcher. Longstreth, one of the officials of Cloverleigh Incorporated, backing Joe Frazier's boxing career. This is Alan Jay for Monitor Sports in Philadelphia.
And now, a word about RCA Victor.
Ah, hey, 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 it's a swinging season, and RCA Victor gives you good reason to get smart new buys and swinging stereos, radios, tape recorders, and TVs.
The swinging season is here with the first portable color TV from RCA Victor. New radios, swing line portable stereos, and new tape recorders, too.
RCA!
Enjoy the swinging season. See your RCA Victor dealer now. Now, here's Ed Ames, once one of the Ames brothers, but now performing as a single with his latest Good Night, Lady, or Bonsoir, Dame.
In a green wood close to our village, a quiet pool lies still and deep. The evening sounds and forest birds have gently lulled my love to sleep. Bonsoir, dame, madame, fais dodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame, fais dodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame. Birds and don't awake her. She doesn't know how my heart aches. I've never dared to say I love you. I'll tell her now before she wakes. Bonsoir, dame, madame, fais dodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame, fais dodo.
Should I be? And what's it to you?
I'm doing a survey of Cub Cadet owners. You have a 12-horsepower Cadet tractor with hydrostatic transmission. Is that right?
And if I do?
You know, we say it's not a toy, but a tractor. Built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
If you say so.
And how it zips through all your chores? Mowing, towing, clearing snow, garden work. Leaves you all that extra free time for yourself?
So if it does?
Well, what do you do with that extra time, Mr. Quinn? It leaves you more hours for your hobbies?
And why should you ask?
Just a survey, Mr. Quinn. Just, oh, forget it. Thanks very much for your time.
Not at all, young man. Just glad I could be of help.
Whatever you do with your extra time, you'll find it more free, more fun, and more productive with a Cub Cadet tractor. 7, 10, or 12 horsepower with either gear drive or hydrostatic transmission. For the name of your nearest Cadet dealer, phone Western Union and ask for Operator 25. Up ahead, Chet Huntley, Jack Jones, Walter Wanderley. So stay with us. You're on the Monitor Beacon. Once more, this is Steve Lubunsky for Monitor. We start this segment with the voice of Joan Myers telling us the Alfie story.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind? Only fools are kind, Alfie. Then I guess it is wise to be cruel. And if life belongs only to the strong, Alfie, what will you lend on an old golden rule? As sure as I believe, there's a heaven above, Alfie. I know there's something much more, something even non-believers can believe. I believe in love, Alfie. Without true love, you just exist, Alfie. Until you find the love you've missed, you're nothing, Alfie. Let your heart lead the way, and you'll find love any day, Alfie.
Next on Monitor, business news with Chet Huntley, brought to you by Air Express. For next day delivery to cities all over the country, there's only one Air Express.
It's April, but a vast section of worldwide industry and business is not feeling it's April, but senses that it somehow is November. There are now 29 remaining days in which it will be decided whether the world's trading industry is going to be reduced to a claw-and-tooth jungle or set in the direction of a healthy and promising enterprise. Only in the past few months has the ECA been in position to talk in a meaningful way about trade and the reduction of tariffs. Already, the disillusionment has begun to set in. Take the American steel industry as an example. Time was, and not so long ago, when the steel industry was a champion of freer world trade. But this long delay and stall has brought about a change. Foreign steel has been pouring into this country, and the American steel industry is beginning to feel that it can no longer be the patsy. It's difficult to understand how freer trade can benefit all of us, but it does. Even the reduction of trade barriers, which occurred prior to the Kennedy Round negotiations, resulted in world trade soaring from a little over $53 billion in 1948 to a whopping $180 billion in 1966. That obviously means more jobs, more profits, more income, more commerce. What is the alternative to some agreement in the remaining 29 days? The prospects are, in the event of failure, a division of the world into little trading blocks, highly competitive, warring against each other. Wars, shooting wars have started from such confusions in trade. And how do you maintain a customer if he has no buyers? Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
How does a record company introduce a new disc all over the country overnight? Simple. Air Express. Air Express can give you next-day delivery to 21,000 communities in America. And besides being the fastest, Air Express often costs less than any other type of shipping, especially in the 5 to 50-pound range. That's why we say there's only one Air Express. Call your local REA Express office for details.
Business News with Chet Huntley will be brought to you again later today by Air Express, a division of REA Express.
Lingering, whispering, afterthoughts, catching at my sleeve like the autumn leaves blowing in the rain. Not that I'll admit I'm the least apprehensive, just pensive, wondering in vain, did I say enough, tell enough, well enough, and in spite of all, now that I recall, were we ever through? And are these the thoughts I must always pursue? Or haven't you afterthoughts too?
From Jack Jones, Afterthoughts. In addition to the regular Meet the Press program, NBC Radio will broadcast a one-hour Meet the Press International during the last hour of Sunday Night Monitor. The guest on this special edition will be former Undersecretary of State George Ball, interviewed by five leading European newsmen brought together in London. Mr. Ball will be in Paris, and you will hear the program via the Early Bird satellite. Be sure to listen. You're tuned to Monitor, and I'm your host, Steve Lubunsky, with a reminder that NBC Monitor News on the Hour is coming up shortly. After that, we'll be back.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
Now the weather, presented by Carrier Air Conditioning, the quiet one. The temperature is 77 degrees and it's cloudy. Tonight will be cloudy with a chance of scattered showers, low in the 50s. Tomorrow will be very mild with temperatures in the 70s. Again, it's 77 degrees.
It's always good business weather when you let Carrier air condition your store, office, or factory.
There's a quiet, efficient, dependable carrier unit to fit your exact needs.
Call right now. Call your carrier dealer. Dial his phone. Make it ring. Get the best in king-size cooling comfort. Carrier air conditioning.
Was your store, office, or factory air conditioner really up to capacity last year? Now is the time to have a qualified Carrier dealer inspect it and make recommendations. Call Bay Ridge Refrigeration Company, Incorporated at 436-0566 for a free survey and estimate. That's Bay Ridge Refrigeration Company, Incorporated, 436-0566.
Want to know the score? Bill Mazur will tell you right off the bat. Weeknights at 5 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA.
It's 3 o'clock.